It's August 2nd, 2009. Welcome to Sunday at CMU. My name is George Shillington, your host for Sunday at Canadian Mennonite University, a university of the Church for the World. Please join me in prayer. God's grace, mercy, and forgiveness be upon us today. God's love fill our hearts, that we may fulfill the call we have been given to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly before you. Amen. That was Obey My Voice, sung by the CMU Alumni Choir. Our theme today is Complaints and Cravings. The scripture text is taken from Numbers chapter 11. Our speaker is Dr. John J. Friesen, Professor Emeritus at CMU.
The texts for the next three Sundays are taken from the book of Numbers. The book of Numbers is one of the more obscure books in the Bible. It does not have an easy-to-follow narrative like the books of Genesis or Exodus, nor does it have a concise message like the book of Deuteronomy. Its content is fragmented, taken from different contexts, and addresses a variety of subjects. The book gets its name, Numbers, from two census lists, one in chapter 1, taken while the children of Israel were still near Mount Sinai shortly after leaving Egypt, and the other in chapter 26, taken 40 years later when they were about to enter the land of Palestine. One way to organize the book is around these two census lists. Using this organizational method, then chapters 1 to 25 deal with the first 40 years when the Israelites were complaining, grumbling, and blaming God and Moses for having led them out of Egypt into an austere life in the seeming God-forsaken desert. The second part of the book, from chapters 26 to 36, are then the chapters of hope, anticipation, and promise, reflecting the time just prior to entry into the Promised Land. Seen in this way, the book of Numbers is thus a bridge between the earlier books of Exodus and Leviticus and the final book in this set, Deuteronomy. The texts for the next three Sundays are taken from the first part of the book, in which the Israelites were complaining and grumbling. Let us hear the text for today from Numbers 11, verses 1 to 6. Now, when the people complained in the hearing of the Lord about their misfortunes, the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled. Then the fire of the Lord burned against them and consumed some outlying parts of the camp. But the people cried out to Moses, and Moses prayed to the Lord, and the fire abated. So that place was called Taberah, because the fire of the Lord burned against it. The rabble among them had a strong craving, and the Israelites wept again and said, If only we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we used to eat in Egypt for nothing, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our strength is dried up, and there is nothing at all but this manna to look at. In both the book of Exodus and here in the book of Numbers, the writer indicates that the Israelites, after they had been rescued from their brutal slavery in Egypt, complained virtually nonstop. They were angry with God and with Moses, their leader. They were unhappy with the food. They were unhappy about being in a barren desert instead of what they remember as a lush and fertile Nile River valley. They were just plain unhappy. Some contemporary metaphors come to mind to describe their attitude. They yearned for the, quote, good old days, even though those days were likely not as good as they remembered them. They thought the grass on the other side of the fence looked greener. They saw the cup as half empty instead of half full. A different perspective is to see the Israelites as going through a time of wilderness and wandering. They literally went through a dry period in their lives, and it was hard. From this perspective, one could apply the Israelites' wandering to our own lives and note that we sometimes in our personal lives go through times of barrenness, wandering, and wilderness. During those times, we may also do or say things that seem illogical to those around us, but for us the difficulties are very real. In such times, we may also be tempted, as were the Israelites, to blame God and to turn on the people nearest and dearest to us. What we see in the stories in Numbers is that God forgives and takes the people back time and again. God is a God of mercy and long-suffering. This is our comfort in times when we may feel that God and people don't understand us, and we are wandering in a wilderness. From this text, we can take comfort that God will not forsake us. Amen.
And he shall give you a
That was "If Ye Love Me," sung by the CMU Men's Chorus, and "Spirit of God," sung by the CMU Alumni Choir. Here are some upcoming activities at CMU. CMU's Community School of Music and the Arts offers individual music instruction in all instruments and also voice to children, youth, and adults. In addition, we offer music for kids classes for ages 2 through 6, art and acting classes for students in grades 2 through 8, and vocal fusion for grades 1 to 6. You are invited to attend the CMU Homecoming event on September 25th and 26th. For more information regarding these and many other events, check your church bulletin or the CMU website. And listen anytime to the program by following the links on the CMU website, cmu.ca. You can also call us toll-free at 1-877-231-4570. In Winnipeg, call 487-3300. You can send your comments and donations to Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, R3P 2N2, or email us at sunday@cmu.ca. That's our program. I invite you to pray for our mission of Christian university education at CMU. Until next Sunday, may God bless and keep you. May the face of God shine on you and give you peace. Amen.